This is a Fox News alert. The Idaho killer could be off the streets. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News. Police and federal agents back east say they've got a man in custody, wanted by cops in Moscow, Idaho, for the stabbing deaths of four college students inside a home in November. The arrest made in Scranton, Pennsylvania. The latest now from Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
28-year-old Brian Christopher Koberger is in custody in Pennsylvania in connection with the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. The Associated Press reports he was arrested early this morning and is being held for extradition in a criminal homicide investigation based on an active arrest warrant for first-degree murder. Koberger has already had his first court appearance in the case and a judge denied bail. The four students, all in their early 20s, were killed inside their rental home across from the University of Idaho campus on November 13th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Indiana is the latest state to ban use of the app TikTok from state-owned devices, citing security concerns stemming from the app's connection to China's communist rulers. The House already voted to ban it from federally owned devices.
I think there's discussion happening. I mean, I think that something needs to be done. You cannot have a Communist Party-controlled entity overseeing it. If they were to sell off portions of it to a United States American company, that would change the conversation.
New York Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis. The end of the trading year is just a few hours away, and U.S. markets will be happy it is over, as they will have lost 30% of what they had when the year began. Average price for 87 octane today is $3.18 a gallon. The Duke's Mayo Bowl is underway. Maryland is playing North Carolina State. Pittsburgh and UCLA are starting next hour at the Sun Bowl. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Recapping our top story this hour, a suspect is now in custody in connection with a quadruple murder of University of Idaho students. That 22-year-old man was apprehended by police and the FBI in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Former President Trump says now that Congress has released his tax returns, everybody can see he filed everything and paid what he had to, according to law. That being said, the billionaire former president barely paid any taxes from 2015 on, claiming deductions and depreciation. A country music legend is tackling a tough subject in a new kid's story.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Dolly Parton announcing that her latest children's book will tackle the subject of bullying. Posting on social media, the singer said the new story will center around a very special character, her god dog, Billy the Kid. The book follows the French bulldog as he pursues his dreams of becoming a country music sensation in Nashville. The only problem in his plan is a group of bullies. Parton said, quote, "I wanted kids to understand how harmful bullying can be to someone," adding that a story centered around the popular pup could help drive home important messages in a unique way. The book comes out on April 25th. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Well, the year ends tomorrow night, and preparations are already underway in Times Square for the traditional ball drop. We do it every year.
You have people from all over the world that all come together, and we just celebrate. And that feeling of community, there's nothing like it. And at midnight, when the ball drops and that confetti comes down, 3,000 pounds of it, it's filled with thousands of people's wishes.
Jeffrey Strauss is president of event organizer Countdown Entertainment. The ball used this year weighs almost 12,000 pounds and is covered in hearts. I'm Eben Brown, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.